Okay, well, first of all, before anything, I just want to say thank you to anyone that actually keeps on coming back to my podcast, because that means the absolute world. And I'm super hyped making these, so I'm super hyped that you guys are actually listening. So, yeah, that's before I started. And welcome back to another podcast. And today I asked my Instagram followers for questions. And then, obviously, most of you guys, I'm pretty sure 100% of you guys are from Instagram. But if you guys are not following me on Instagram, make sure you guys do so, because I do ask for questions there. And then I answer them on the podcast. So, and that's always fun. So, first, before I go into the questions, I want to talk about my last podcast. And it was about me quitting YouTube. And, like, obviously, that wasn't fake. Obviously, I'm not, like, lying about it. I actually did kind of quit. It's been about like 3 weeks that I haven't really been posting like that, and it's been crazy. It's been very different, I'm not gonna lie. It's a lot different now. It's a whole different atmosphere, and then the way that I work, the way that I do my things, it's definitely a different feel. But I'm actually really happy about that, and it's opened up a lot of different opportunities and a different way of thinking. And that's always what I'm trying to preach, is that everyone try new things. And this is like the drastic thing that I've ever done in the last like 5 years, is quitting YouTube, because that's literally what I've been doing for the last 5 to 6 years, like nine nonstop. So that's a very interesting topic, and I do feel like I am kind of working a lot less, I would say. Not necessarily a bad thing. It's more of like taking a step back and trying to reevaluate like everything going on in my life and see what my next move is or something like that. Because if when I was just doing YouTube videos, I had my head down, just straight, strictly YouTube, and it was not really working. And I just wasn't having as much fun as I used to have on that. So it's like, it kind of feels like almost forced, but not forced. But you know what I mean? It just wasn't there. And I just feel like it was time for something different. And I've been telling my friends that I'm kind of like wanting to get a night shift job. Because I haven't had a normal job in like, I guess, maybe 6-7 months maybe. And it's great. I'm not going to lie. It's definitely amazing. I can work around whenever the hell I want. I'm basically my own manager, make my own schedule. I do reselling, and that's about it. But I do feel like, especially now that I'm not making YouTube videos, I feel like I am a lot more like too comfortable. And I don't like that. I don't like being too comfortable. It does not really get you anywhere, I feel like. And having a night shift job just sounds like fun. It really does. And I've never done that before, so it's something different. So it just opens up different ways of thinking, and that's always like the best thing for me. And obviously, a couple more bucks wouldn't hurt. That'd be great. I'm trying to get my whole setup ready, because I do want to make these podcasts visual as well for my YouTube channel. And that would be super fun, and a lot of people like to watch podcast, because I personally do. So I'm gonna try and get a whole little setup going, like good little lighting, you know, good cameras, you know, like actually make it pretty dope and make it a great experience for you guys to be listening and watching. So obviously we need money for that, and an extra job would do the trick. So let's go straight into these questions. I don't really have them in order, I just wrote them down to see what I have. But here's a quick little one from my homie Stash. Says, when is it time to quote-unquote grow up? When is it time to grow up? Basically, that's a great question. And I feel like if you can figure out, well, just in my opinion, if you can figure out something, like still make money, like you're literally growing up, but in a way to not grow up. That's my goal. And like, obviously what we do, we have fun. We just fuck around all fucking day like little ass kids. But there's possibly like monetization there. Like we can honestly make money from doing that. And that's the absolute goal, is to have fun with the homies and make money off of that. And I don't think there's necessarily ever a time to grow up. When I was 18, I was a lot more dumber than I am today. I would do a lot more dumb things and I wouldn't really think about it. So in the span of like 4 to 5 years, especially the last like 3 years, I've changed a lot and I've kind of grew up, you know. But in a way, I still do the same things that I did when I was 18, but in a lot better, more professional way, I guess. I'm just trying to hype myself up, trying to make myself feel better that I'm actually doing something different. But I'm definitely still an idiot. But hey, One day I will grow up, and we all have yet to see that. Well, okay, next question. How far would you want to take skateboarding? How far would I want to take skateboarding? Honestly, to me, skateboarding ain't shit. Just like my boy Narlo says, shout that motherfucker out. This skating shit ain't it. But honestly, to me, like, skating, man, it's fun. It's great. But I don't see myself trying to, like, actually pursue something in that. Obviously, I skate and it's in my videos and stuff. So, in a way, that's kind of pursuing skating. But the actual route of, like, trying to get sponsored and fucking going pro and making street parts is not the way for me. I just do not see myself going down that path. Because to me, skating, I can do it for, like, 1 or 2 hours a day, which is more than fine. 3 hours tops. But like skating all day and like just trying to get clips all day is just not what I'm really about. It's just not how what makes me happy. Definitely skateboarding is fucking great, it makes me happy, but doing that all day and just focusing on that is just not really where I want to be. Next question, would you ever do shrooms or acid? That's like a funny question, because I'm not gonna lie, I've been fucking like thinking about it. I've been thinking about doing shrooms or acid. I feel like shrooms first, maybe. I don't know which one's the worst one. I feel like acid's worse, definitely. I feel like it would be, but I do feel like I would get a good trip, because my weed, how it gets me, it actually affects me really, really well, I believe. And I feel like acid would be fun, and I've just heard so many good things, but I've also heard a lot of bad things. So I think when the time is right. I don't ever try and like force anything. When the time is right, like all my homies did it in Yosemite in the last couple of trips ago, and they had a great time, and it was fun. Like, I was just stoned as fuck and they were on acid, and it was a great time. So after seeing them on acid, actually, it was like, oh, not bad. Like, they were just having a great time, and I just feel like there's gonna be a time and place where I just say fuck it, because I'm not gonna lie, I honestly was kind of tempted that day. I kind of was tempted, but you know, I was like, no, I'll see how they react to it first, because they already have done acid before, so I just want to see how they were on it first before I ever even attempted. So I was like, you know what, there's gonna be a lot more opportunities to do so, but I would definitely do it when I go on a trip, like some type of nature stuff, and that would probably be it, and that would probably be fun. Hopefully, I don't end up like those motherfuckers that get fried and just never come back and just on acid trip for life. Imagine, oh my fucking god, that would fucking suck. But yeah, moving on to the next question. And I fucking hate that I write like shit, because I wrote it in my notebook, all the questions that I had on Instagram. And I'm having such a hard time fucking reading this shit. I'm like, holy fuck, you're an idiot. How do you write this bad? Would you think you'll make it? Okay, it says 5 years. 5 years, would you think you'll make it this far? Oh, 5 years ago, would you think you'll make it this far? First of all, 5 years ago, I thought I'd make it way further. I'm not gonna lie to you. I would say, like, back then when I was like 18 or 19, I did think, like, by now I would have numbers on YouTube, and it's just like facts. I'm not gonna lie to you, it's been like 5 years. I'd assume that I had at least fucking 10k, dude, come on. But in all seriousness, I've actually did something a lot better than getting numbers on YouTube. Is like, I tell my friends this all the time, and the people closest to me, is just I think I got to the point where I feel like I am successful, and in a way that I don't have money and stuff, I don't have numbers and all, but I am extremely happy of where I am. And so at the end of the day, I do feel like I did achieve what I wanted in 5 years. And, you know, it's only going up, like, from here. Like, there's so much happening, so much things that I'm learning, so much things that I'm trying, and it's only just getting better and better, which is insane. I'm just, like, thinking, like, how the fuck does it get better than this? I am extremely happy, and it's like, damn. How the fuck is it gonna get better than this? Like, of course, having money is great and all this stuff, but it's like, I'm having such a great time right now. Is money gonna make me happier? Who fucking knows? Imagine this. I get fucking rich and shit, and I just completely just not how I am right now. I'm just not happy anymore. Like, that's gonna fucking suck. I really, really doubt that's gonna happen. And I was telling my homie Stash that I'm so glad it's taking this long for me to blow up, you know, that quote unquote blow up, because it makes you, because if I would have blew up when I was 18, I probably would have just fucked everything up. Like, let's be real. When I was 18, I did the stupidest shit. I would think like a damn idiot, and I probably wouldn't have kept it, right? But I feel like now that it took forever, once I get to quote unquote where I want to be, even though I feel like I'm already am there, but you know, there's always room for improvement. When I get there, I would be able to maintain it. So I'm actually glad that it took forever, because obviously when things take longer, you kind of appreciate it more, and that's just like facts, and that's just human, how humans are, unfortunately. But yeah, I'm actually glad it's taking forever, because I got time, my boy. I'm fucking 23, bro. In 20 years, I'll be fucking 43. Like, that's fucking, that's young as dick, bro. And that's 20 fucking years. Like, you know what I mean? I'm chilling, bro. I'm just fucking coasting right now. But next question, what is your plan for once you get older? I have no fucking idea. Every single day is like, I have no idea what's happening. I have no idea at all, really. And, I don't even know what the hell's happening tomorrow. How the hell am I going to know what the fuck's going to happen in 10 years? But if I want to say, definitely in the future, obviously, maybe not the near future for sure. But, you know, family, like, definitely I want kids. 100% I want a kid. And, you know, beautiful wife. You know, a beautiful wife sounds sick. But, yeah. That's definitely further in the future, but that sounds great. Like, having a fucking little wife and kids, bro, you can't, it don't get better than that. I really feel like that's the, like, oh my God, when my fucking kid gets born, I'm gonna fucking cry like a motherfucker. I can already fucking see myself crying like a motherfucking bitch, bro, because I cry for everything. Now, imagine when my little motherfucker comes out that goddamn vagina, bro, I am gonna shit. I'm gonna shit myself. And yeah, I'm definitely crying. So that's probably my end goal, bro, is having a little family. That sounds fucking sick. Next question, would you ever want to live outside of the States? Outside of the United States, definitely want to travel. Living, I don't know, maybe not for more than like a fucking year or something, but I love it here, and maybe it's because I haven't been anywhere else, but it's just, like, so fucking great here, and everyone wants to move to LA, you know, everyone wants to move where I live, so it's like, why the fuck would I want to move where everyone else wants to leave from, you know what I mean? But definitely, I want to experience a lot of places, and, I mean, I've already experienced a shitload of road trips, and it's, like, amazing. Every time I leave to another place, it's just a whole new experience and this whole new like vibe, and it's just fun. So imagine going to fucking Paris and living there for a year with the homies or some shit. Oh my God, I'll fucking love that so much. But that would definitely happen. That's gonna happen. I am manifesting it. All the homies, we're living in Paris for a year. I'm manifesting that shit. But definitely I do want to explore in different places and out of the country, just live in places. Like, my goal, which would be insane if I can live in a whole bunch of different countries for like 6 months each, you know, that would be so sick. But obviously we need money for that, and my boy is broke, so I'm gonna start a GoFundMe so you guys can make me go on a little trip. Nah, I'm just playing. Imagine I start a GoFundMe and I make so much bread that I can just fucking chill and vacay and just make content for you guys. Think about that shit. But that would be insane. But you know, We working, and we trying to get there. Next question. What made you want to do YouTube? I think this is a very, very cliche-ass fucking question. I think I answer this all the time, but obviously, I never really... it wasn't like from one day to the next. I was like, yo, I am going to make YouTube videos. Me and my friends used to make YouTube videos since we were like 12 years old. I believe, probably even fucking younger if I'm being honest, but it was like 7th, 8th grade. And if I'm being completely honest with you, I hated being on camera. I hated being on camera. And only like the OG motherfuckers know that. I would only play video games and I would come skate with them here and there. But every time they would film, I never wanted to come out on the fucking video for some odd reason. And I don't know why. I don't know if I wasn't confident. I don't know if it just was unfamiliar. I have no idea. But I never wanted them to film me. It was weird. until I, like, maybe, like, 2 years after that, I really, like, fucking love being on camera, and then I'm just a fucking camera whore, and every time I see a camera, I go up to it like a little pussy. But for sure, that just shows you that, like, I was not born with this shit. I'm, like, if you go to my 2015 videos and you see me vlogging onto the camera, it's absolute shit. Just how I'm talking, like, on my podcast, and I say like every fucking time, it's just... We just learn. We live and we learn. So you get better. So definitely there wasn't a time where I just like, you know what? I'm going to make YouTube videos. Definitely not. It was more of, it just gradually happened. And I started making YouTube videos before people would even make money on YouTube. So it was like, bro, you know, for a fact, I'm not hopping on YouTube just to make some goddamn bread. But I honestly think that's all the questions. I didn't want to make it too long because you guys know I'm trying to make shorter episodes. And this has been fun. But I'm going to end up the episode here. And if you guys made it to the end, I really appreciate you because y'all are my boys and girls. We ain't being sexist out here. I appreciate you guys all. So thank you guys so much for listening. And I'm out of here. And if you're listening to in the morning, have a great motherfucking day. And you.